I hit record like 5 seconds ago. Let me put my headphones on. Get this shit on top.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Go ahead.
Dear Chicago.
Oh, God.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James the Ray.
And this is Waylon.
Today is still Thursday, May. Fuck.
June 13th.
Yes, June 13th, 2013.
496.
And I accidentally just text messaged you by accident. Sorry.
Oh, A.
Yeah.
Is for Apple. So, we have a lot to talk about to get through this.
We do. Because some people are hungry.
No. Well, I didn't mind speeding it along so I could eat. But we have actually a lot of content we need to get through.
Okay. So, let's get into it right now.
So.
Get into it.
We left off the last show talking about Pride. Do you have any big Pride plans?
I do. I have to work.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't think so.
I gotta go to the parade.
I'm going to the parade. Chuck and Lala is coming. Are coming up.
Are they?
I'm not to say her name. Yeah.
Oh.
They're coming to see the parade. They're coming up that weekend.
I don't know. So. I think I might have to walk in it, and I'm not looking forward to it.
You have a health issue. You can't.
What?
Yeah.
You have a space disorder
first of all,
for your skin.
I got out of it last year, and I don't think I can get out of it this year.
You totally can.
No.
Just don't drink any water for like a week.
No.
And then you'll be dehydrated and you can't. So are you going to be able to see them, at least?
Sue.
Like that weekend, like have maybe
well,
like a
first
dinner
of all,
or breakfast or something?
This is the first time you've told us, so we'd have to check
I
the schedule.
I told you about it last week.
No, you didn't.
I don't think you did.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
Because we would have actually looked at the calendar.
I think it was on the show.
No, you didn't.
And we'll do this off air. Okay. And could you please stop messing with your foot and that power strip? Thank you.
I heard it.
Ed Chan wants to know if there's any participation by Amanda Lynn in Pride.
Oh, is there?
At Pride 48?
Pride.
Pride. Oh, Pride did it. No, because I'll be working.
No, however, though, your
the streets.
Your, huzzah. Your, your Pride performance is actually this Saturday.
It is.
Can you do a mandolin's voice? I don't know if you've ever had it.
I don't really. I haven't really. No, I haven't
perfected
really talked.
It yet.
No.
But no. You do it while you're there. Well, no,
I mean,
you really don't.
I don't know.
It's not like that, though.
No.
I don't know. I don't know.
If, no.
It's kind of like regular voice, but softer.
I think it has to be a little southern.
It well, yeah.
It's a mandolin.
It's a mandolin. It's yeah. It is softer. It's,
you should
it's
carry
a, mandolin.
A jug of sweet tea with you all the time.
So speaking of drag, because
I want to interrupt.
Did we? Yes, I'm going to. Did you hear about what his best friend said that if I did drag, what my name should be since his is a mandolin?
What?
Ukulele.
That's a good one.
Yes,
is that funny?
I'm not sure if I love it, but
I love it.
There may be a possibility. There may be a possibility of me doing some bearded drag in September.
Did you see the fucking hot shoes he got?
Or you could do
with a new troupe called Elegant Fur.
Oh,
yeah. Maybe you can join.
I'm really not into public performances.
Speaking about that,
I'm not good at that.
We should talk about December.
Because we have, you know, we have some costumes that Foul Monkeys really should put to
use. And we have an inn at the
we do
at the bar.
But and Ed Chan, speaking of drag queens, also had a really fun question, which is, if the three hosts of Foul Monkeys were to snatch trophies a la Paris is Burning, what categories would each host win? And feel free to make up the category if nothing appropriate exists.
All right. Let me make sure I have the right movie because I get several of them confused.
Sure.
This is like an 80s or 90s movie?
It's a documentary.
It's a documentary about like competition or something.
It's like the Vogue. It's where voguing comes from.
Okay. Okay. I've seen it.
So like there, you know,
I'm
is
ashamed,
it like,
but I have not.
But the awards are, you know, are stuff like what? Something realness. And I
mine, know what mine is.
Mine definitely would be Martha realness because I can cook like a son of a bitch, but that's about it.
I would be skinny bitch realness in a fat boy's body.
Jesus Christ. That's one hell
no,
of a...
That's skinny bitch and a fat boy body realness.
Oh, yeah. That
realness.
One. Whatever.
You got to add the realness in the end for it to be a category.
Oh, okay.
I guess I'd be like big tit realness.
Big natural tit realness.
Big natural tit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't know about you. I don't know if you guys see the pictures or anything, but I am about a 42 double D when I'm drag.
But that's not anything near your natural tit. That's birdseed tit.
Well, because it's 40, he's 40 double D. Out of costume.
I'm telling you, the most embarrassing thing for me yet is when he has to go to Target and go through on his hands and knees.
Raffle through those panties.
Through the panties, looking for the extra large. In the middle of the women's section in Target. Two gay boys do not need to be going through the panty aisle on their hands and knees.
No. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Whatever. I told you, you don't have to be around me when I do that.
One thing I noticed, and I don't ever want to do again when I'm around you, is you know that scene in Mean Girls where she goes to hug the mom, the cool mom, and she's like, that fucking hurts when your face gets hit with them tits.
Oh, the bird seed?
Yes. Yes. I'm like, motherfucker, you just busted my lip.
Well,
yeah, you can't motor.
You gotta be careful. Not motorboat that.
Until he pays for some of those falsies.
which by the way, those are like almost $1,000.
Really?
Yes.
Boobs the for little queens? Cuppy things?
No. The ones that look like that they have tits, but they're actually...
Oh, it's like the chest plate?
The chest plates the chest are plates. Over $1,000.
I still think those are kind of weird, because don't you have to wear a choker or something to
you
use?
You generally will have to wear something to cover up the seam on your neck, yeah.
But anyway,
and
you got to
cover the seam on the sides.
Yeah,
you can't have side boob with it.
You got to be careful how you motorboat a drag queen. Because yes, his birdseed tits would knock the fuck out.
Though I might switch to Nerf, thanks to another drag queen friend of ours who gave me a good tip. I would just have to cut out Nerf footballs and still get shape.
Is Nerf paying us? Because we shouldn't be talking
about first, them. Please. So whatever. We are not making money.
Oh, wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Wait for the sound. Wait the sound for the effect. Ooh, this is really funny when you have to wait for this shit.
I guess I don't have
so our last yet. Question on Facebook.
Yes.
Is also gay related, of course, since we are an
it should always
LGBTQZXY
BLT
podcast.
What just happened?
I just got like shocked or burned or something.
It's because you're playing with my fucking cord.
But one of our listeners asked, at a gay wedding, who pays for what?
Your mom.
And I'm assuming he's meaning
the bridegroom.
Yeah, that the parent thing. But I guess for us, our parents come from modest means, so we're paying for it. I'm paying for it.
Well, they like
modest
paying cows and pigs.
Modest? I wouldn't say they're lower than that, at least my family.
We're like practically paying for our families to
my
go to our
mom had
wedding.
To get a second job to pay for the wedding cruise to go on it.
Yes. Like, and we gave them a chunk of change.
And we also are helping them out. But it's just like...
No, I think the gay weddings change everything, which is also a link that I think we should put in here. I do have a friend here who did go through a civil union ceremony. He's a pastor with his partner. Now because
it's really what you're talking about is really cute.
Now because there's, you know, a lot of people going to gay weddings and he's a pastor. He was taking to the Senate Assembly this pamphlet that he wrote basically about kind of like, so you've been invited to a gay wedding. And it's this PDF about like answering questions, like an FAQ of like how to react, because it's like, well, what do I do for this? And it's really geared towards straight people and maybe even people that aren't sure if they agree, like, you know, how do I respond? You know, and there's some really
Like the Cliff Notes.
Well, there's some really interesting perspectives. And like one of it says, will there be kissing? And the response is like, well, I sure as hell hope so. You know, like I hope there's lots of kissing. But anyway, I think it's a great resource. Perfect. For any of our listeners that are getting married or know people that are going to gay weddings that are a little, I guess, have questions, it answers a lot of them and kind of like, you know, just kind of like what you do or what to expect. And it's pretty real. And I thought it was really smart and nice. So I think we'll share that.
Speaking of your gay wedding.
Yes, which is
or your ceremony
right
or
around
whatever
the fucking corner.
Are there any listeners that are going that would like to stay in my room with me? Because there's a situation that I can't really talk about, but I need a roommate. So
how many times has this fucking changed?
Yeah.
Well, because the original plan is not going to work out. And then the plan after that got changed. So because you have to be getting married on a cruise or whatever
Easter weekend. Yes.
And some people feel that it's awful to leave their children at home without their moms. Whatever.
So, one, they can bring them. Whatever.
Yeah. Fucking bring them on.
Are they going to stay in your room?
No.
Okay.
They can stay in your room.
But
they can get the fucking room across the hall.
It's cheaper. First of all, yeah, I don't actually... do we have any listeners that are going? I know Ramble Redhead was looking into it, so you could always...
Tom and Terry are going.
Yes, actually.
You're
going
to room with them?
I believe that they've already reserved. If you should go on our wedding Facebook and say you need a roommate, because there are people that do need them.
Mm-hmm. I saw those people, and I don't want to be their roommates.
First of all...
I'm just kidding. Don't complain.
Just
you
kidding.
Have an option.
First of all, one of our best female gal pals from Indianapolis really wants to go and needs a roommate.
I know, but I snore and I don't want to make her mad at me or make her hate you.
First of all, you're going to make anyone hate you because of your snoring.
We hate you.
So good luck finding that.
God,
but anyway,
we went through two room? Oh, but he doesn't want to be in the same room with me. I mean, he doesn't want the balcony room. Like, he's doing the port room. Right?
Anyway, he already has a roommate now.
Yep. Rune.
And he gave up someone else that needed a roommate.
Rune.
And yes, they're getting in the cheap room because they both work in student life at the university.
Yeah, they do.
So they make no money.
I hear you, sister.
I work for Jesus Life.
Who pays well, actually.
But anyway, we have had people ask about where we're registered, and we need to figure that out because we weren't going to register anywhere because people are paying money to go to our wedding. Though I have considered opening up a registry to put money towards us adopting.
Yes.
An animal?
A baby.
Baby.
A human.
Or to help pay for the surrogacy, because it's not cheap.
Whose sperm would you use? Would you like mix it together and then whoever wins, wins?
We actually have quite the debate over that. Because Waylon wants it bio. He wants it bio.
Well, then you just have to do your... both squirt it in a cup, inject it, and see how it works.
No, I don't think that it works like that Lego or whatever Adam and Steve claymation cartoon.
I'm sure you can mix it and do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it works that way.
I don't understand why it wouldn't.
Yeah. That would be like a woman sleeping with two men in the same night and getting pregnant by one of them. Which one wins?
I don't know about that.
Just say it.
If I win the lottery.
I don't think it's impossible.
I'm not saying that either. If we win the lottery, we're going down the Neil Patrick Harris.
Do you play the lottery?
No.
Okay. So we don't even have to talk about that then.
But maybe the one time I do, I'll win. If another person in my family dies. If someone in my family dies and leaves me inheritance, then we're going to go the NPH route, the Neil Patrick Harris route,
from our modest family.
Yes. Hey, even modest families are worth more dead than alive because of insurance.
Not mine.
You can take out insurance on your mother, then if she dies, you get the money.
Well, I don't think this is appropriate.
No.
I know, but I'm saying you can. Anyway.
She's supposed to be here next week. Let's not talk about it.
Anyway. But you don't have it. You know what I mean.
Make sure you get that deal tomorrow, then.
Exactly.
Can I get this in writing?
Never mind. But what they did is they had, you know, the whole injection. But they had twins,
artificial
fraternal twins, one egg that then was split with one sperm of his and one sperm of his partner's. So each twin has a different sperm from the dad, but they come from the same egg.
Yeah. So they share the same mama.
Yeah. Anyway, but we're probably going to adopt.
Only rich people can do that.
We're probably going to adopt, if anything. Unless we have another friend who comes to us and gives us 5 days notice that there's a baby if we wanted it.
This will be the third one and we have to take it.
Yes.
Like, it has to be, it's fate at this point.
We told you that story.
Yeah, but y'all got some slutty friends.
No, it's our friends as friends or their family members.
It's our friends as
about someone I know. About someone I know or someone who knows you guys.
Oh, Jesus.
You don't lie.
Jesus. What else we got?
Well,
is there more Facebook questions?
No, that's it.
Oh, okay.
We got an email. We got some phone calls.
Why don't
right?
we do the email? Then we'll have a little in our text corner.
What do you know?
We have a tech corner?
Well, I just have some new apps that I thought I'd share that I liked. One of which I don't know if you ever use. While he gets the email ready from our
long email listener
from our
friend.
Long-winded.
I don't have one from her.
I thought you said you did.
No.
Oh, that's not for us to read out loud.
No, I don't have one from her.
You said that... You did, because she had the choices for the boozy.
No.
Okay, apparently we don't.
I don't have that.
Anyway, who our listeners is playing Running With Friends? I'm addicted. Not I think we've talked about me. It before.
I was watching you play it last weekend. Or so, last week when I was here.
Yeah, so anyway, I believe my name on it, if we're not Facebook friends, is Way Willy, if you want to search for me, or I guess private message me and I'll give you my address or my email address so you can find me by email.
Is it a Facebook game or like a phone game? Because I don't want to sign up for it and then start sending messages out to people. Wow, let's play Running With Friends.
It's a game that syncs up with Facebook, but you can't play it on Facebook. But you don't have to. It shows you who on Facebook is playing so that you can play it with them. Mm-hmm. But it gives you the option to say invite them to play via Facebook. But mm-hmm. you have to manually do that. It doesn't go out and do anything. It's not like any of those other, like, you know, Candy Smash or whatever. Anyway, I'm addicted. And I do play with a couple of our listeners. And I think more people should play. So find me on there.
What's it called?
Running With Friends.
Oh, I don't think it's on Android. I have Temple Run.
It's very much like Temple Run. The other one, for those winos, since, you know, I'm a wino, I always look for, to try to find a really good phone app or an iPad app to kind of categorize and catalog the wine that I drink from time to time. Sorry, your ears hurt with that one.
You're really excited.
Wine!
I love it!
I love wine!
But I finally found an app that is free.
And then turn this down.
I finally found an app that is free that really really works, and it's called
That's an interesting name.
Yeah. Vivino. V-I-V-I-N-O.
And V-I-V-I-N-O.
The nice thing is that when you drink a wine, you can actually take a picture of the label, and it actually searches its database and finds the wine you're drinking, and then you can rate it, and you can say if you bought it, if you have it, things like that. And it's very user friendly, and I actually really like it. And then you can have friends on it and whatnot and see what they're drinking and their suggestions and whatever.
So is Mad Dog 2020 on there, you think?
That's not a wine.
What? Whatever.
Actually, I want to buy some Boone Farms to see if it is. Because I would die. Because it also has you put the year in and then you can rate it. This is strawberry,
Boone's Farm.
Strawberry Fields. Vintage 2008. That was a good year. Or Bartles and James.
Ooh.
But anyway.
You guys are fucking nasty.
The app that I downloaded today, I think, Ricky, I don't know if you know about it or if you can get it on your Android, is that Ibotta, I-B-O-T-T-A. Oh, yeah. Have you used it?
Mm-hmm.
Does it work?
Yes.
Because I'm kind of fascinated with the fact that it's kind of coupons on your phone where it gives you offers, and then once you buy it, you take a picture of your receipt, and once they verify that you bought the product, it then will put like anywhere from 50 cents or $2 in a PayPal account and pay you for buying it.
Let me see how much is on mine.
For real?
There's another one. There's Ibotta, and there's another one that does the same thing.
And some of the money you earn is just by, like, for instance, if we were to go buy Identity Theft and Blu-ray, we could earn up to $2. Actually, more than $2. We got $2. I'd get $2 back because I watched a video about the movie. I'd get another extra dollar because I watched the trailer. And then if I bought it and shared it on Facebook, I'd get $2. So I could make $5.
For whoring yourself out.
For buying Identity Theft and whoring myself out.
I must have to sign into mine, but I have like $1.50 on Ibotta. And the other one is called, and it's the same thing. It is called...
Well, the only thing, while you're looking for that, the thing that I thought was interesting is at least the stuff, the offers that they have, for the most of it, there are some stuff on here that we buy.
Yeah.
There's eggs even. Or shredded.
Do you know if it, like, will start to customize after you
indoors.
To do more personal?
Indoors.
I
don't think so. Except, though, maybe, because, for instance, there were a lot of tampon things on here, and so I said not interested, and so I'm wondering if it will start to learn that those type of, like, feminine hygiene is not something
we don't need.
That I don't need. Yeah.
Maybe not for
another. So anyway, well, I guess you already have it, but I was kind of intrigued, and I saw some other people using it on Facebook. But like even today, one of the things was like just, you know, a 20-ounce Coca-Cola,
mm-hmm.
which if I was drinking,
we've been doing really good
pop. I used to go buy it like Dominic's just one because I went to drink, and I would make.
Did we tell 50 you that,
cents off?
Did we tell you that we stopped drinking caramel color sodas?
In our apartment, we stopped drinking soda altogether.
We
like none.
We usually don't have any soda. We don't have any pop in our
the
apartment.
Only thing we might get is ginger ale, but that's also because if we need to mix something at home, I would rather have the ginger ale than always having juice because mm-hmm. that's or just Fresca. Too much sugar and too much calorie. Or Fresca. But we don't buy pop. We don't buy soda to have around the house to drink.
No.
Except for when we did buy the
mixers.
The Izzy's.
Yeah.
Which is that's no
artificial that's not really
sugar.
Soda, is it?
No, it's kinda like carbonated fruit juice.
Yeah. Which is good. I like the orange one, tangerine, or whatever it is.
Clementine.
Yeah.
Clementine.
Shit's good.
Yes, because at Costco, you can buy a big box that has that, the blackberry and grapefruit
mm-hmm.
and bottles.
Have you tried the, what is it called, Pellegrino? The blood orange?
Not the blood orange, but I love Pellegrino.
It's good.
Interesting.
Oh my God, it's so good.
So are you guys cooking at home?
We're actually having a dinner for one of my coworkers and her / boyfriend this Saturday. Mm.
Nice.
So we're going to do a big Mexican meal because that's what she wants.
Nice.
And
nice.
When I say we, I mean Tony.
Is Tony going to do that squash soup?
Tony.
He's doing the soup.
That is so good.
He's doing this zucchini, I think is what it is.
Yeah. Well,
zucchini is quite, it's all the same.
Yeah.
He's doing that.
Well, it's not zucchini. It was this weird special one, but.
Yeah. Green Mexican zucchini. I don't know what it's. It's really good.
And or then, squash.
Yeah. Or squash. Or what I thought was broccoli.
I could, but after having though, it doesn't really taste like broccoli, but I could see where you get that kind of flavor. Like,
yeah.
kind
I think
of
the
was,
color of it made it.
Well, and it was kind of cream of broccoli tasting
mm-hmm.
of sorts, but anyway.
So we're having that. He's going to make fresh guacamole. He's going to make fresh salsa. He's making
Is he doing the ropa?
The rajas con queso.
Oh, the rajas, yes.
He's making that. We got tortillas from, flour tortillas from Nuevo León. And
which, by the way, they sell at the grocery store.
Those oh, from,
yeah, because the factory's right next door to the restaurant.
Yeah, we buy the corn ones all the time.
Mm-hmm. And
by the way, I just went to the restaurant during work one day.
That one?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
It was good. It was, when we went, it was really, really, really busy during lunch. And we waited probably a good, like, half hour before we got seated. And then we ate. And then that was, like, another half hour. And then we went across the street to that bakery that's mm-hmm. just, like, three doors down. And we got those little, they're, like, cinnamon cookies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the one that look like shells? Or
They're kind of like, you know, the chocolate peanut butter ones that you get from... Girl Scouts, the shape of
that,
but it's all completely like
yeah, they have those over there.
Yeah,
it's like a shortbread almost.
Yeah, and then it's just completely coated with cinnamon sugar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's really good, and I hate the fact that we get them because then they're in our office for like a week, and we like nibble on them, and I fucking hate it.
Well, that restaurant is one of the restaurants that have been open for like 70 years or something in Chicago. That's how I knew. That's how I found out about it. But Tony also knew about it. But it used to be only that first side that you went in.
They're the ones that actually supply food for our resident party for the fiestas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that food is so good.
Yeah.
So but I have had it.
You should.
Yeah. I just completely put two and two together.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you talk about it. And I've actually seen it. I think saw it on Check Please even mm-hmm. about how amazing the breakfast is there.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
Yeah.
And their queso fundido is amazing.
So I am trying to.
Local talk.
I can't wait for the farmer's market to get a little more. The weather's been slow for the crops. But I am going to be on a kick this year of making more homemade condiments. Like, I got a couple of recipes for some homemade ketchup and some spicy ketchup that I want to make.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I'd like to try that.
I don't know. I'm like a Heinz boy all the way. Like, I cannot do any other ketchup but Heinz. I can't. I don't know why.
Don't.
If I buy store brand like that, I can only do Heinz.
Like, don't give me Dole. I don't eat that shit.
I
Dole
don't
makes a ketchup?
Del Monte.
Oh, I was like, Dole bananas?
I don't disagree. However, I think this would obviously, because I'm not going to do just normal. It's either going to be something a little spicy so that you'd use it for a special thing.
Mm-hmm.
Heinz makes a spicy ketchup that just came out with. It's
first
has
of all,
mixed, has jalapenos grinded up.
I would never buy that because,
oh, it's so good.
No. Do you know what's even more amazing, which you already have at home? It's just ketchup and sriracha, for God's sakes.
Oh, yeah.
It's the most amazing hot ketchup.
I love sriracha. We have like 5 bottles of it.
I was shocked when we actually went through my first bottle. Because,
before it expired.
Yeah. Well, one, because I'm not, I never was a hot sauce kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started eating, is it that Cholula? What's that called? The one that's always on the table at places. Is it Cholula?
Yeah. Oh, Cholula. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I put it on my potatoes at M. Henry's all the time.
It's so good on eggs.
And it's amazing. Well, then it's
really good on M. Henry's potatoes.
We've been eating so much spicier and spicier things for the last couple of years, which is also not helping my rosacea. And when we bought the sriracha for a couple of things, we've used it in so much. And like, we put it in pasta sauces. We put it in homemade barbecue sauces.
It's good on pizza.
I was so shocked. I was shocked when we got through the big bottle because
I put
we're
it
not
in my
a
water.
We're not a hot sauce family, you know. And motherfucker, we got through it.
Because I don't know, it's kind of weird because I don't think it's like super hot.
Oh, when I first had it, I thought it was hotter than a motherfucker. But now
maybe that's why you put ketchup in it. That might mild it down a little bit.
No, I only did that because I first started that when I went to this Greek restaurant in a Greek sandwich restaurant in Minnesota. Where they had a spicy gyro, which all it was that their feta cheese, they mix with sriracha. And so they had sriracha next to the ketchup. So I would put the spicy gyro and then I'd mix a little in my little, you know, paper cup, little sriracha in my ketchup to dip my fries in. And it's like, oh shit, that's good.
Could you imagine making a meatloaf with a ketchup and sriracha mix?
Yeah.
Mm. Well,
some of these ketchup recipes I was reading was just about how good they make things like meatloaf.
Mm-hmm.
Because you make them a little spicy. One of them was a peach ketchup.
I would try that.
But yeah. So anyway,
peach
I want to make
ketchup.
Yeah, peach. Mm. So you stew the peaches down with the tomatoes.
Yeah.
It's almost like a salsa, if you think about it, just, you know, not salsa-y. So yeah, I'm inspired to, since I did get a canner for Christmas to start canning some things. But so that means I gotta start actually getting stuff from the farmer's market to do. I would make some pickles. Though Melissa the Confused from California is bringing me pickles to Pride 48.
California. Oh, I was going to ask her to bring me something, but I thought she was asking people that lived local, so I didn't respond.
I responded with, oh my God, are you making bread and butter pickles? Because they had too many pickles. And she goes, we were thinking about it. Go make them. Well, we already have too many pickles. Bring them to Pride 48 and either sell them at Pride 48 or just bring them for me.
Or we can put them on a platter and eat them and while they're there.
I'm pretty sure she's bringing me pickles. Because it's cheaper for her to drive them there than to mail them to me.
Right. I want to try to cook more. But I'm not like you or Tony who could just, well, here's 5 ingredients and I'm going to need you to make something in about 30 minutes.
You could. You just got to practice.
I'm not good at that.
You're just going to practice.
You know what I made 2 weeks in a row when I had to make dinner? Spaghetti.
But start with the spaghetti. Change it up in how you make it.
I did. I put... The first time I put like those Johnsonville sausages, it was like pesto and some kind of cheese. I don't know what it is. And I used like vodka sauce. And then this past week, I used a different sausage, but the same company with like, what is it? Marzetta? Is that what it's called? Sauce.
Marzetta sauce?
Yeah. No, it's the name of the company that makes it. It's the same company that makes like those Greek pepperoncinis. Hmm. Marzetto, I think that's called. I'm working on it.
But with that, it's all about how you flavor it. So you just practice what about the sauce you like. Is it because you like the oregano flavor? Is it the basil flavor? Is it because it's spicy? And you'll just kind of learn as you get that. And then you just learn the flavors and know that, you know, these always taste good when I go to the restaurant. And then the way that I learned, to be honest, besides just doing it, is that if I love something when I am at a restaurant, I get a little obsessed and then go home and try to find recipes on how to recreate it and kind of figure out, well, how the hell did they make that sauce? You know, like what was in it to make it that? And then you just get in your head, oh shit, well, that's just like making a spaghetti sauce, but it's, you know, with this instead of this.
Mm-hmm. It's like this, this, this instead of that, that, that.
Right.
Yeah. And I feel like with cooking, it really comes down to two things. It's about flavor profiles and technique. And it's a combination of both of them. And it's one of those things, you learn some basic techniques and you learn some basic flavor profiles and you're going to be able to do and be able to create a lot of different things.
Yeah.
I'm making cookies this weekend.
I love cookies.
And for someone who doesn't cook, baking is the hardest because that's exact. You can't play around with that.
I bake pretty good.
Here's the thing. I think for people who find it challenging to cook, I think baking makes it much easier because you know exactly
because you have to follow a recipe. You have to.
And it helps you realize that these are instructions. And then when you get into cooking, you're like, oh, I don't really have to. Okay, I'm just, bam.
But even with that.
That was fun.
It's just like a practice, you know. I can't make a cookie recipe from scratch, even though I should, to know the basic ratios. Though your grandmother can, but it's because they made the same damn chocolate chip recipe
every week,
you know,
for 500 years.
So you don't need a recipe anymore. And then you just kind of know that this much liquid needs to go with this much, blah, blah, blah.
Why I want to cook so much more is because I want to be able to validate the reason why I want a KitchenAid mixer and a cute one.
First of all, it doesn't take much for you to need that validation. Because I'm just telling you, if you need a list, I will write them for you. Because when I first got my KitchenAid, it made life so much better, easier. And I have the meat grinder attachment so I can make homemade sausages, which is also on my to-do this summer.
I can't do that.
And why?
Because Tony doesn't eat pork.
Dude, you know how many recipes for chicken sausage I have? Like chicken jalapeno? Yeah,
that's true. And we want to put... Tony wants to put Ivy on a raw diet, like raw meat diet. And I guess that is one of the things you need. I know. We'll talk about it later.
And I also have the pasta attachment so I can make my own pasta.
What is she, a fucking wolf?
Well, there's a whole reason. It's pretty valid, but we can talk about that off air or on the next show. We can talk about it next Wednesday.
Yeah. That'd be a good live.
List.
But anyway. List. Yeah, I wholeheartedly... he's trying to tell you to put it on the list.
Okay.
For next week. That was the not so subtle hint. But anyway, I wholeheartedly support you learning how to cook.
Yeah.
I think I need a teacher.
Oh, why are you looking at Waylon?
And learn how to make cookies.
I am a little
why
more.
Why are you looking at me?
I am a little more patient than your husband.
Well, so to teach yeah, you. Because he just wants to do it. He knows how to do it.
Yeah. He got frustrated when he was trying to show me purposely when we had that meal here when you guys first started dating. And it's like he came over to
destroy our kitchen.
Show me how
I'm
to.
Kidding. I'm
no, totally there was kidding. So much ash in the.
Yes. Show me how to make it. Uh-huh. But then he would be like, no, 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 no. And I'm like, but this is what an immersion blender is for. I was like trying to teach him.
Oh, what did he use before? What was he using? Oh, he was using the blender. Because he likes the blender. Yeah. I got him one of those, but he doesn't use it. He uses the blender.
It's so much. I don't have a blender. Which I do because I kind of want one because I really want like some daiquiris and shit.
Processor too.
Oh shit, that makes life easier. Yeah, I would say if anything, that's what you need before the KitchenAid if you're not actually cooking a lot. The food processor is a lifesaver.
What about we do this? I get a food processor and then when I need a KitchenAid mixer, I could just say, Waylon, do you need a food processor?
I have a food processor.
Oh, I thought you said, oh, you don't have a blender. I have a blender. Would you like to use my blender?
You're not taking my KitchenAid out of my house.
What color do you have?
Black. Like my dick.
Racist. I want to tell you what he said in the kitchen when I first got here, but I cannot discuss it on air.
No, you can't.
Oh.
I cannot.
It was not
rude. I was so shocked.
I was missing
a word.
A name. And I
described this person.
Subscription words, which you normally would use or that he would
use. No, I would never use that in a normal conversation.
Jesus Christ. Okay, it's time to wrap this up.
Yeah,
right?
We got to go. Can we talk about everything?
Wrap it up like a dick. We
do have a phone call.
We got a couple phone calls.
All right, we can do them.
Ring-a-ling a ding. We've got a phone call.
Phone call. Let's fucking hurry this shit up because it's going to be too late. Hurry up. Hurry up. Let's go.
Leona, call me.
Oh, who? Oh, Leona.
Hello, Anna. Leona, call me.
Anna, this is Leona.
Okay. Senor, thank you so much for calling. How about this message? Why are you not playing? Okay, there we go.
Anna, 6:00, Tuesday afternoon. When you can, give me a call, dear.
Bye-bye. That's like a grandma. She has the wrong number.
Aww.
Oh, we need to call her back. Bless her heart.
Leona, I'm sorry. You got the wrong phone number.
She was little.
Whoa. What was that?
It's our next phone call.
Are you ready?
6.9%. Oh. Your eligibility expires shortly, so please consider this your final notice.
How rude.
Please press 1 now on your phone to speak with a live operator and lower your interest rates. Or press 2 to discontinue further notices.
Why would we want to lower our listener interest?
It can't get any lower.
Oh, so bad.
Well, according to the Australians, our interest rate's pretty low to anyone that's not in Chicago.
Not in Chicago.
Small subsection of the gay community.
You know what? They did say that when the one said, it was show 495, the other one was like, holy fuck. And then he's like, yeah, they've been doing it since April of 2006. And he's like, what the fuck? They do it 24 hours a day? Something like that.
There's one more.
Hello, boys. It's Colin White. I listened to your most recent released show, and I was listening to the hilarious White Suck Kitchen dramatic readings by Waylon and Ricky.
Suck Kitchen.
Anyway, that's all I have to say to that. It was hilarious. Fantastic. But thanks for the compliments, Waylon, and the critique about my, not critique, but your preference as far as facial hair. When it comes to my pictures on Facebook, I'd have to say you and my boyfriend agree that the preference is for scruff and not full beard. Although my preference is the beard because I feel...
like a man.
I don't know what it is.
A man.
I feel like I look less thin and meek with the full beard. And that's the problem. Anyway, I just wanted to call and say hey and love you guys, and I love hearing my voice. hearing my name on the podcast. All right. Take care.
Aw, Kyle, Hawaii. You know, it's funny that you say that you grow your beard to feel less thin. And I cut my beard in a way so I feel thinner.
I do that too.
It's called creating a false jawline.
Yeah. But I don't think mine's working too well lately. But,
well, it's because you don't have anything on your jaw. It's just on your chin.
But I can't believe that I have
You got a little something here.
I can't believe I have this mustache still. My little...
Me either, Pringles man.
It's getting big.
That's what he said.
The mustache, too.
Ba-dum-ching.
Oh, my God. So, next week, live show.
Yes, Wednesday, 8 p.m.
Central
time.
And don't worry about Ricky. It will be released.
If you're there, you're there. If you're not there, then you're fucking loser.
They are more fun for us if... Shut the fuck up. If we do have participation, obviously, it is more fun. But if you do have stuff you want us to talk about or questions you want for the room, email us. Let us know. Call us. We'll play them on air, you know, whatever.
We'll do what basically you want us to do, except for like get naked, because we don't do that for free.
Well, you could just say you got naked.
Oh, yeah.
We could post pictures of you naked.
No, there are no pictures of me naked.
I'm
fully
sure
naked
on Tumblr. I'm sure
not fully naked. There's nothing like that.
I'm sure your ball sack is on Tumblr.
No,
I'm sure Bradley can make that happen.
No.
Can I? I'm trying to think.
You can go ahead and make that happen because then he'll be showing up on a Tumblr too.
Oh.
I still got my MySpace page.
I have never
You gave him nudie pictures on MySpace?
No. I don't even think that was allowed, was it?
No. You couldn't attach shit on those only emails.
It was only allowed. It was only allowed if it was a GIF and had glitter behind the penis.
It was like raining glitter.
It constantly sparkled and slowed down your browser.
Fuck, I hated that.
Why isn't this page loading?
Oh, because the fucking user is a retard.
Oh, I hated that.
You've all used that word
too much. I'm sorry. That was rude.
Especially when you're on dial-up.
Yes.
You're
so anyway, so we're out of here, right?
Well, yeah. So two things since this will be the second one.
Mm-hmm. Live show. Sorry for using retard.
Live show on Wednesday. We've already gone through that. Also, don't forget the Pride 48 traditional live shows. Ricky will be doing it with La La Lauren and Lady of Labia, mm-hmm. Nurse Lori. That would be next Sunday at 1 o'clock
Eastern time.
And by next weekend, I mean June 23rd. So definitely listen to them because we'll report that. If you have your questions for Ask the Expert, we do have our expert straight graphic designing lesbian. Or sorry, Jew. That's what I meant.
Whoa.
And then we have...
They're the same.
And then we have our lesbian nurse who loves talking about her diva cup and periods.
And worms.
Oh, yes, because she is growing her own. She does have a worm farm.
Yep.
Pull in your questions. And yes, she's getting married this summer, too. So mm-hmm. you might want to talk about that as well.
Yeah.
Wasn't invited.
What?
Maybe you should talk about that live on the show.
Wouldn't that be awkward, though?
Yes, but that would be...
Great show talk.
Great radio.
You probably would be listening, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah. I am going to be in a car picking up his family or from you downtown.
Could just, you could go in the room and be like, thanks for the invite for the wedding, Lori. What?
What wedding?
But don't remember, cool. even if you can't be on your computer, there are apps out there that will work. Like, for instance, if you download the Big Fatty app, that will have a live stream. I believe, does Ramble Redhead have a live stream?
I think so.
I think his has a live stream. Also, they've made it much easier to stream
online
from the website. So you should be able to do that.
It's on the front page.
On your phone as well, because we've done it, yeah. I think, here at the house. So no excuses for that. And then also, don't forget to check to see, come and join us at Pride 48 in Vegas in September. Go to pride48.com for more information. They always need volunteers as well.
Yes.
And so listen to the state of the station if you do have questions, or listen or download or listen to those episodes for more information.
They
Sounds
need,
good.
They need people for interstitials.
No, they don't. They have their person.
Waylon. They're probably going to put a limit on it this year.
My which, bad.
Frankly, I only did so many because there were so many holes.
That's what he said.
Volunteer.
So many holes.
And so I think that I only missed like two podcasts the entire fucking time crazy. I was there.
You weren't at ours.
What?
I was almost still, I think I almost had my deathly ill by that time.
All right, so we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is the wonderful Waylon.
Really?
Bullshit.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Waylon Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.